No, I had a bigger one. Remember? I had a bigger one.
Oh.
With a bigger tape and everything. But I just want to say on it that I've come to visit you.
Well, I thought on a day, I thought I'd answer that, but I didn't have a card. I didn't send out any Christmas cards this year. I didn't have them.
Yeah, well, I was so glad to hear from you last week.
I do.
John brought it in to me, and he said, "You have a letter from Mr. Atwood."
I just get a pension. Now, of course, I have it, but now before I get paid a half a month. That for me, I can do what I might do with it.
How much?
Five and a half.
Uh-huh.
$5.50 a month. I can do what I might do with that. Mm-hmm. Not mine.
Yeah, I
the rest
see.
Of course, come to that.
I see. Well, now this is July something, like 28th, is it today?
July.
Doesn't matter too much, but.
July.
29th, 1967. Yeah.
July 29th.
And we're in Wyndham Center.
Tomorrow the center is.
Yeah.
It's in the August.
Right. In Wyndham Center, Connecticut. Wyndham. That's where we are, right?
Wyndham Center.
Yeah. And then now tell me when your father was born in
1845, March 7th, 1845, Bennington, Vermont.
Uh-huh. And he grew up in Bennington? Did he grow up in Bennington?
Yes, he lived in Bennington until he was 20 years old. Then he married my mother. She was from Hoosier Park, New York. And then he lived there, and he moved to West Dover in 1868 on an old farm.
He went there to farm.
Yeah, and she, my mother died in February 1904. And then he married again. He married Mary Moon. Got a farm at Bark Place in West Dover. Chicken held from the store. I don't know who lived in there. What I we call the Bird Collins House. I don't know who lived in there. But in the next house is door, Houghton's. Did you ever know Houghton's?
Houghton's?
Yeah.
No.
Between my father's house and the store.
Your father's house got a big addition on it now, doesn't it? It's been built
on. I think they were building it when we died.
When we were there, they were building onto it.
Yeah.
He moved there with his second wife then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they had lived up on the mountain before that, hadn't they?
Yeah. And she died in 1926. I wouldn't say just the date.
Mm-hmm.
In June 1926. And he died August 5th or 8th, 1929.
Yeah. Well,
he would be. I said he was born in 1845.
Yes.
He had been 84 when he died.
Yeah. He hadn't farmed all that time when he moved there.
No.
He was a mason or bricklayer or what?
Yes, he
built chimneys, I remember.
Yes.
You told me.
Mm-hmm.
And worked on a lot of the houses around there.
He did own a place, but he sold that.
Mm-hmm.
A farm in 3 miles and a half up northwest door on an old road. And you never done that road.
We didn't go up it because we didn't. You said we'd need a jeep to get up there. Is that the farm?
Yeah.
Where you said we'd need a jeep?
I never knew of a car being up there in the life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never knew of an automobile, but must be it had been because since we left there, there was a sawmill in there. And of course there was truck and tractor to get up there, so it must be the have the automobile there.
Yeah. Do you think he learned most of his songs from his father?
What?
Where do you think he learned the songs he knew? Where did he learn that?
From his father.
Grandfather.
He could never sing the note, he could sing after passion.
Your grandfather?
Yeah. But my grandfather could sing after fact. He could sing good singer, but He didn't know. Me, I don't know one note from another.
Couldn't read the music, you mean? But
no,
he sang.
I couldn't tell one note from another.
Now, where was your grandfather from? Was he from Bennington too?
Yes, he was born. Where was he born? In somewhere in New York State. My grandfather, John Edward. I never saw him.
In New York City?
No, New York State.
New York State.
I couldn't think of the place I couldn't think of the name of the town at present.
And then he moved to Bennington.
And my grandmother, now I don't know whether she was born in North Hampton, Massachusetts, or Hadley, Massachusetts. North Hampton. I had to him. I want to know two places. I don't know which.
Uh-huh.
I asked that when my father died, his mother was born. When I was shot, had to him.
Did you go to the bathroom today?
Well, yes, but it didn't turn out any good.
Did you go yesterday?
No.
I hope it's going to sweep.
And do you think your grandmother knew any of these songs? Did your grandmother sing too, do you think?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I never heard them. I never saw any of my grandparents.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she ever sang.
Did you?
My knowledge.
Oh.
My sister used to sing some.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the extension of my father.
Mm-hmm. He just always sang around the house, right?
Yeah. I like to hear him sing.
Yeah.
But of course I called him a good singer, but people would sing the note, of course, and they wouldn't.
Mm.
Just me, it wouldn't know one note from another.
I think you're a good singer.
What?
I think you are a good singer. I really enjoyed you.
After fashion, but
I really like those songs.
Yeah. Come to now.
I like that Bonnie Black Bass.
Bonnie Black Bass,
yeah.
I did good. I like that. Austin Burton, I like that better, that new tune, than the old one. I don't like that new one.
The Boston Burglar?
Yeah, I wanted Boston, that's the other Welsh.
What's the old tune? Sing the old tune. I've forgotten which one was.
I was born in Boston, the city of Armour. Brought up by my parents, to you the truth I tell. Brought up by my parents, and raised so tenderly. Till I became a sporting lad at the age of 23. My character was taken, and I was sent to jail. My friend found that it was in vain for to get me out on bail. The jury found me guilty, took the court and wrote it down. The judge passed my sentence, I was sent to Charlottetown. Now soon my aged father saw me went to the bar. Likewise my tender mother, aged mother, a tearing of her hair. He tarried all the old grid rock, but the tears came rolling down. Saying, son, dear son, what have you done? That you are to Charlottetown. I put on board that eastern train that cold December day, and every station that I passed, I could hear the people say, "Now go that Boston burglar, in stone chain he'd be bound. For some kind or another, he are to Charlottetown. Now all young men are at liberty, pray keep it if you can. And don't go around the street to bite, could break the laws of men. For if you do, you're sure to and find yourself like me. Would serve and help your 21 years in the penitentiary."
Oh, that's a great song. Yeah,
that's
really
the old tune.
That's the old tune. I'd like to get you to sing for me, but I know you won't sing it for me, but at least write it down or something, is the way your father sang the Raspberry Lane. Because the Raspberry Lane. Raspberry Lane. Yeah. Because the thing about it is that even if it's not singable in public, it should be saved, you know what I mean?
I don't know that.
You don't remember?
No, I don't know that. Chant called to meet with him, and it says a hymn. I forgot how it does go. I wouldn't attempt to sing that because I don't know it enough. I don't know it well enough.
Could you sing the chorus for me, the home, deary, home part of it?
Home, deary, home, and home it shall be, sitting now going green. North America, home, there, home, and home it shall be, just now going green. North America.
Yeah. Well, tell me more about what you did when you were a boy. I wanted to know that, too.
Well done.
All the things you did when you were a little boy in West Dover.
All the things I have to do. I remember, I couldn't remember the date, but at the time I had been in West Dover, I remember one time we went to West Dover and I said I'd been to West Dover to tell. For quite a while I'd been in two towns, Dover, Wardburg, Sutton. And after a while I added Wilmington, Somerset. I thought I'd better have considered it then.
Yeah. Well, did you work with your father? Is that when you learned the songs from him, when you were working with him?
Yes, he had to sing after fashion. And I tell you, I enjoyed it, because people might not like it, but because it couldn't be singing a note.
But
did that taken the sound down?
Yeah.
I did.
I hope so. I never can be sure. But, you know, when you were a little boy, you went to school there, and then you worked with your father's doing, you know, I just wondered, I've just been very curious what you were doing when you learned the songs from him, because Lester Fairbanks told me that one time he had been working with his uncle in the hayfield, and he learned a song out in the hayfield with his uncle, and I just wondered what you were doing with your father.
I didn't make Portland, but I couldn't remember it. I couldn't remember to write it down. I didn't make Portland, but I couldn't remember it. I'd write it down. When I was eager to remember, because I know that Westo Hotel, he made that, but it might be a mistake. That now he had said that in 1861, when my assistant first began, well, now that book of Mrs. Calvert said that that was built in 1850 by I forgot the name now, but he had it built in 1861 by M.J. Bowden.
Well, I think he was...
They had it there. It was built in 1856. Doesn't matter.
Maybe he wanted it to rhyme. But I think also Mrs. Shippey said that a lot of the things she put in weren't right, that she hadn't asked the people who had been around the town a long time. But...
I remember when Mrs. Shippey was there, she took care of her stepmother. I got reading supper, had some raspberries, and made a raspberry pie. And with a pail, well, one kind of a pie anyway, and I said, I can taste those raspberries. She said, can you? Don't you can? That wasn't the one that had the raspberries in it. It's the raspberries in the pie. They thought about the kind of pie. I came to call on her what that kind of pie was. Anyway, I said I could taste the raspberry, and she said, don't you ever put that one in the... Oh, I know. The currant, I think.
Currant.
I could taste the currant. You add currant in that with that pie. She said, well, I'm the one that had that in the bottle. Well, I'm shipping.
Yeah.
So she's alive.
She's, as far as I know, she's alive. I'm going to go over to see her soon.
You're telling people how I am.
I will. You know, I have a poem that you wrote when you were many years ago about a fish that Merle Putnam caught.
He gave me that poem.
I never liked that. I got it somewhere. I got a fish.
Yeah, I've got a copy of it. He loaned it to me, and I copied it, and then I gave him back his copy. Mm-hmm. Were there a lot of fish there in Dover? Where did you go fishing? There aren't any fish there now.
Some about cut it and got a pond and started. I remember writing the poem, but I couldn't tell it now.
No. Well, I was thinking more of how you learned these songs from your dad. You wrote them down in your notebooks, didn't you, the words?
What?
You wrote the words of the songs from your father down.
Yeah.
Often. Because I know you've got those little notebooks full of songs.
I've got a lot of them at home. I can produce them. I got a lot of them at home.
Right, yeah. Because I know when you came to visit us, you had them. Composition books, that's what they're called. Did people sing at parties when you were a boy?
Well, they used to have parties quite a lot at the time. You know, I call it folk singing, and old people used to sing, the elder wouldn't sing out of them. They don't sing that way now. I like the old sing, old song, but better.
Would they do get together on Saturday night or something?
They used to, yes.
And did they have dances or just singing?
Why, none of us could dance.
How come?
I don't know. We never learned.
You didn't?
Can you dance?
Sure.
I remember that time I went up Marlboro, music there that evening. Up at Marlboro College. Can your little girl sing?
Oh, yes, yes.
She sang. What about any little baby songs? Do you remember any of those? I think I asked you that before.
Baby songs?
Yeah. That you'd sing to a baby, lullabies and that kind of thing.
Oh, you go my pretty birdie. Well, you go my pretty birdie. I am going to a tree, I am going to a tree. I am going to a tree, sweet child. Oh, what in the tree, but oh, what in the tree, my pretty birdie. Oh, what in the tree, my pretty birdie. In the tree that a nest, in the tree that a nest, in the tree that a nest, sweet child. Oh, what in the nest, my pretty birdie. Oh, what in the nest, my pretty birdie. In the nest had three eggs, in the nest had three eggs. In the nest had three eggs, sweet child. Oh, what in the egg, my pretty birdie. Oh, what in the egg, my pretty birdie. In the egg had three birds, in the egg had three birds. In the egg had three birds, sweet child. Oh, what will a little birdie do? Oh, what will a little birdie do? They sing praise the Lord, they'll sing praise the Lord. They'll sing praise the Lord, sweet child.
Oh, that's lovely. I'll teach that to her when I get home.
I don't know how to sing that there or not.
No, you didn't. You didn't sing that, no? That's nice.
I like that one. I'll teach that to the children at school.
I'll sing that over for one fellow there. She thinks that somebody else is singing.
He knows the best song.
I'll bet nobody here even knew that.
What?
I'll bet nobody here knew that you could sing.
Can the good singer now?
Sing something, Mr. Atwood.
What?
Sing something. She's going to tape it.
That's not going to get in the way.
Yeah.
That chord won't.
That's
fine.
Right,
yeah, let it go down. It's all right. There's plenty of room.
Come on, Mr. Atwood.
I had to hunt around and find that. Just the same time on TV room the other day. I hadn't sat near the light, the logical light turned on. It was up a few minutes before that. I couldn't find it, but I hadn't seen the switch there. I didn't know how to turn the light on the TV room. I haven't seen...
If you don't sing me a song, I'm not going to bring you no more gumdrops.
What?
I'm not going to bring no more gumdrops if you don't sing me a song and I want to hear it taped. Come on.
I got to turn this over now.